We need to let everybody know that we're on.
That we're on what?
We need to let everybody else know that it's working.
Well, the link is working. I don't know. I came in through.
Yeah, it's working
through the ID. Okay. Maybe Dennis needs to know. Let me let Dennis know.
Dennis. Yeah. I just sent an email out to everybody.
Okay.
Hopefully we can get them back.
Yeah. I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Something with Zoom itself. Well, I know Zoom's got a software update to Zoom Workplace that the old Zoom doesn't work. But I knew this software would work because I used it for another meeting earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. Who's that WPFW? Is that you, Miyuki? Or
LSB? Who is that?
LSB. That could be. Who is the LSB member? Is that Adele? Who is that?
There's Robert.
Sorry, I threw up a another Zoom meeting just as a backup, but I guess we don't need it now. So ignore my email.
Well, okay, this is on Adele's original link. The link itself doesn't work, but if you use the ID and the passcode, it works.
I did, but Dennis said he tried that and he couldn't get in.
Yeah, and I am not recognized as a host, so I couldn't. It wasn't let start the meeting. So.
Looks like Dennis is.
Who's the host?
Looks like Dennis is the host.
Dennis is the host, but I don't know if he's still here.
I think he's here.
No,
I sent an email.
Somehow I was able to sign in because I have access. Hold on. Let me back up. Is this an LSB? It must have been established as a meeting from the LSB Zoom account. Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay. Because it doesn't show up as a meeting on the account.
And but it's not, and I don't think it's set up to recur. And I have CC'd a couple of people who should like know how to make that happen, but I'm not getting any response there.
Well, the link itself didn't work.
Let's try and set that up because that would make it, because I just assumed it was your personal. I didn't realize it was LSB. All right.
Somehow Dennis is still not here.
Yeah, because I think he canceled when he couldn't get on.
Yeah. I sent an email out to everybody saying that it's up and working. Kamau acknowledged it's working. Wayne acknowledged it's working.
Yeah.
So I hope other people check their mail.
Dennis, we're all on the Zoom. It's now working. The link is apparently now working.
Oh, it is? You're all there?
Yes, everybody. We're trying to get everybody back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me see if I can join you. The problem is that when I put in everything, it wants me to sign in.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just join. It wants me to sign in and I'm not able to sign in because it's not recognizing me as the owner of the account.
But you can just sign in as a, now you can just sign in as a participant because Kamau has commandeered the LSB BFW Zoom account.
Ah, okay, okay.
All right.
Stand by.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, while we're waiting, Adele, you got my email, actually several.
Yes. Yes. Wait until Dennis comes on because we're going
to. Yeah. Robert's not really ready to present, he tells me, but it was a good proposal and at least it ought to be on deck.
Yeah.
I can talk about the world building, not the other space.
Yeah. Okay. But I know Dennis has an order in which he wanted to proceed with the agenda. So everybody have the agenda there?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
And I can take a roll call in the meantime.
Okay.
Well, I don't think we're at that critical point yet. Let's see.
Adele.
Okay. Right. Yeah, here's the agenda. It's a pretty simple agenda.
Yeah, it's very, 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 very simple. So I guess Dennis is having a hard time signing in.
Yeah, as soon as Dennis gets in, I'm going
to
ask.
Did Mayuki get in?
She may have left.
I'm going to call Mayuki.
Yeah, call Mayuki.
That was me saying yay.
Oh, there he is. Yay.
Oh, there he is. At least the top of his head is there.
Yeah, and there's the rest of me. Hi, everybody.
Hi, we're trying to get Mayuki on.
Thank you for your patience. Yeah, please.
No, the meeting is not canceled. It's back. So as soon as you can join us. It's the same information, just as soon as you can join us. Okay, right, bye. All right, she's on another call, but.
Okay. Is Wayne here?
She's gonna join us.
Wayne tried to get in and couldn't, so he may have gone away. I know Robert and Ron were going to not be here anyway.
Let's try Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah, so you want to try and reach out to Wayne?
Somebody want to reach out to Wayne?
I'll try Wayne.
All right. Let me try Tom Chase also.
Not picking up.
Try texting him.
Kamau, do you have Tom's number for text?
Yeah, Tom? I got it.
Oh, he's got it. Okay. Kamau's got it.
So the link is working.
Yes.
Okay, Robert's saying ignore my email. Oh, that's you. Okay.
Well, the link itself does not seem to work. You have to go to Zoom and sign in using the passcode and the meeting ID.
Which I now almost know by heart because I've tried to put it in so many times.
So let me know when you're ready to roll.
Okay, when Mo comes back.
All right.
Well, as I told Adele, there was still something wrong because the meeting, when I tried to log on to it earlier, said it's scheduled for February 5th.
It's not scheduled for recurrence, and I don't have the codes or to do that. And I have reached out, as I said, to a couple of people who should have that knowledge, but I haven't heard back.
Okay.
Is Vanessa on this committee?
Yes, she is.
Let me call her.
Okay, you can go ahead and call the roll, Patty.
I put a text to Wayne. He didn't pick up. I sent him a text.
Okay. Okay. Excuse me. All right. So, this is the May 7th meeting of the relocation committee of the LSB at WPFW.
Yep, and I'm calling it to order and asking Adele to call the roll. So go
All
ahead.
All right, fantastic. So, Dennis Williams.
I'm here.
Miyuki Williams.
Hopefully on her way.
He's on her way.
Okay. Tom Chase. Mo Thomas.
Speaking. There's only six people here.
Yep, we know.
Wayne Bruce is not here. Robert Gordon not here. Ron Pinchbeck not here. Verna Avery Brown.
Present and accounted for.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I just sent her an email, a text. So we'll see.
All right. Kamal Harris.
I'm here.
And I think that's everybody who's on the committee, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Okay. And we are, so we are short of quorum. But this is all pretty informal anyway. So, I'm just going to have a little, conversation for a little while and maybe a couple of people will show up, but I don't know that we have any official business to conduct, in any case. So the, there were two items on the agenda. The first was to, check and see if anyone has been able to do anything in the last few weeks more than I have, because I haven't. And that was my confession. I know between the, for a lot of you have been involved with the fund drive and the anniversary thing. And then, I've been, caught up in PNB stuff. And so I haven't really, done anything to move the needle on our stuff. So I wanted to make that confession, see if anybody has been able to, I know Mo has found, a location potential, but we'll get to that later. But besides that, has anybody been able to do any relocation business? It's okay if you haven't, because I've already confessed.
I have not.
Okay. And, the second thing really is to, I wanted to take some time and, answer any questions or make some explanations about what seems to be going on with the PNB, and to see what your thoughts are about how that affects our work, because at this point, we have agreed to pivot toward looking at a property to buy rather than rent. That has always been a somewhat tricky proposition because obviously anything, you know, it would be a Pacifica property, just as Pacifica as the leaseholder wherever we rent. And so trying to find some way to, ensure, the long-term viability of WPFW, in a location, that's obviously owned by the foundation. That was something that we were going to have, a couple of people were going to be sort of thinking about, how to sort of ensure that, in the meantime, what has happened over the last several weeks is that the PNB has passed a new set of bylaws, which the PNB claims are final and in effect. Our LSB, at least the leadership of our LSB disputes that, and half of the LSB directors dispute that, because there is still a court date to hear objections to what the PNB is claiming is a settled matter. Basically, the change is to, it puts into place the bylaws that were part of a referendum in 2021 that was not successful. Although the PNB has now signed an agreement stating that it was successful. Part of our concerns are that the new proposed bylaws, limit the influence of local station boards. And the long-term concern is that we're not sure how much that might limit sort of the entire process of sort of local governance. The two most prominent.
May I just ask a point of information? I don't know if I had a brain fart. Okay. So what was successful? What is claimed to have been successful?
Okay. In 2021, there was a proposal for new bylaws. By a group called New Day Pacifica. The election required, there's two classes of electors. There are of voters. We have listener members and staff members. Because the bylaws would affect them differently. The bylaws, require that a proposal to change the bylaws has to pass both groups in order to be successful. The proposal passed comfortably. There was a clear majority of listener members voted to pass the bylaws. A clear majority of staff voted not to. And therefore it did not pass. It's like, so they keep saying that the majority won, but that's like Hillary Clinton saying she won. That's not how it works. And the other thing that's a little bit concerning is that the negative votes were heavily East Coast. Washington and New York basically did not ratify, and Houston, Los Angeles, and Berkeley did, just in terms of the voters. So that shows some kind of a split. So there's been litigation, over the last 4 years while the litigation has been going on. Meanwhile, people who support the new bylaws are now the majority of the PNB. And so that when a judge ordered the Pacifica to go and have a mediation with the other side, the New Day people, it was actually New Day mediating with itself. And they very quickly decided in their mediation, well, I know, let's settle by using the bylaws that we wanted 4 years ago. And so they came back, and that was the deal that they came up with, and the PNB passed it. And part of the passage, as I said, was signing, part of the settlement agreement was affirming that the 2021, that they won in 2021, like Trump won in 20. sorry, I didn't mean.
Thank you.
So the concerns are, we've already talked a little bit at the LSB about the fact that they separately, the PNB had already passed, a resolution where the local station boards, have functionally, no role in the selection process. Or the evaluation, for management. According to this set of bylaws, that would hold. And also, they reconstitute the national board and the local station boards. Both are smaller. The local station board no longer has a treasurer. And this is the part that's sort of concerning in terms of relocation. So there is no function for local input or oversight on the finances. I mean, already the national controlled things, but at least we were able to sort of, you know, look and ask some questions and, but Yeah, there is no treasurer. So the two roles of the local station board would be, community outreach and fundraising. And that is the entire description of the local station boards. So I've been spending a lot of time, you know, with that in the national meetings and thinking about that and reporting back to Kamau as our leadership and trying to figure out what that all means. And I admit I'm kind of, it leaves me a little bit up in the air in terms of the effort to purchase a building, because it just seems like it feels like the relationships are strained between especially the East Coast locals and the national. So I just wanted to put that out there and see what anybody was thinking. Miyuki, I don't know if you've been. Oh, okay, there's Jason. Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to keep my video off because I've been having internet issues.
Okay.
But I, what is the rationale for banning or getting rid of the treasurers?
There's no stated rationale. I think the, as I said, they already controlled the money was ultimately controlled at the national level anyway. Tom, do you have any insight about what a rationale would be for that?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, it's just a suspicion is just they want to streamline it. You know, like you said, they own the bottom line as the corporate headquarters. So I think,
historically, I think, you know, what I've picked up on, after just sort of, 3 months of meetings at the national, there is a lot of hostility toward New York and a lot of hostility from New York toward the national. And then there's a lot of sense that New York in particular, has really mismanaged its finances and cost the network millions of dollars, which is probably true, but it's also true that, if the national let them do that without any, because there is also, it's structured for national oversight. And if you think somebody, if we were that far out of compliance, I would always expect that somebody would be saying, hey, wait a minute, why are you, losing all this, costing us all this money? In anything like this, there's some blame on both sides, but a lot of it really feels like, revenge against New York. Getting rid of local control. Not that we were controlled, but just sort of the local influence, such as it is. That seems to be the trend. I don't exactly know why.
Mm-hmm. Dennis?
Do you have any thoughts, Miyuki, on why?
I'm sorry, do I have any questions? What?
Based on your interactions, like with the ED, do you have any sense?
No clarity on that yet, except for implication of what you're saying, except for that all the stations, I don't know. No, I don't. That's why I was asking you. I have no idea.
Yeah. Verna?
Yeah, there's been a ongoing, tension between the, BAI and WPFW and the West Coast stations as well as Texas. For years now. And some of that is true, that WBAI did cost the network some money, but there's another side to that story that we really need to be made aware of. In terms of the bylaws, these new bylaws, that is not a fait accompli yet. And correct. If you heard Robert Gordon speak on Ron's show last week, Robert outlined a strategy. Well, he said there is a legal strategy that can be had. We need to get a nonprofit, an attorney on the West Coast that would do it pro bono. And I think we need to focus our efforts on that, quite frankly, to put a stop to this. It was WPFW and WBAI that stopped New Day before. And that's why they're, you know, gunning for our station now. And it was pretty much the staff, which is, I'm pretty sure this new bylaws has reduced or weeded out the staff, divided the staff between the paid staff and the unpaid staff.
Yeah, so I think it may now be just one category. I'm not sure. Or is it two?
I'm not sure, but the
representation is less.
Yeah, they're trying to minimize the power that the staff has the final outcome of that. So I think, you know, we can't act like, oh, this is a done deal. There's an opportunity to fight this and win it. But I share your sentiments in terms of feeling like, well, this has really shifted the dynamics of the equation and how we can work. And if we want to focus on trying to get a new place, own a new place right now, we might have to put that on the back burner for now.
I believe, I know Robert's not here. I believe he was doing some groundwork and sort of in terms of trying to see about representation. The sort of thing that he was speaking of on Ron's show on Friday. And, I know that there are, some folks, the directors from BAI, are attempting to do an intervention, I think is the term. And in fact, the reason I believe my understanding is that the reason that it was carried over, that there was another day given, was that there was a kind of last minute attempt to intervene. Folks in New York sort of got in under the wire with an objection to the settlement. It wasn't quite right, but it was enough for them to say, okay, well, let's have another date and then sort of to give an opportunity for a proper
objection to be made.
Objection to be heard.
Okay.
Adele?
Just a housekeeping matter. Can I just ask everybody, if you're not actively speaking, go on mute, even if you're in conversation, because the echo from your computer comes over your mic and then it creates interference. It happens for all of us. So just if you could be conscious, that'd be great. So.
Everybody's muted.
Anybody else? Have any thoughts? Kamau, you want to add anything?
I mean, I got a ton of thoughts on this, but I mean, yeah, essentially, what this changes in terms of specific powers and duties, if you want to line those up, old bylaws versus what these proposed bylaws are, I mean, essentially, the primary function was to review the budget under the old bylaws, under the current bylaws. Number one on the specific powers here is to work with station management to ensure the station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic and communities geographic served by the station, to assist in fundraising. So, you know, you can see where you're kind of on the periphery and they're very consciously, I think, you know, removing anybody from dealing with. In fact, it's explicit in the earlier in the bylaws, the proposed bylaws, they say that the local station board shall not have anything to do with management. I always found that interesting that in a set of bylaws, they say what you're not, you know what I mean? Like you would think that the bylaws would say, hey, here's what we're establishing. you know, whereas these bylaws say this is what you're not going to be. And so I just found that a little curious, kind of anticipating the objection, I think, is what was going on there. But, yeah, just wholly different. I think, to be honest, I think because of the way in which the staff at, our station voted that to keep it quiet and not let anybody know about what's going on was not a mistake. And I find that our directors, you know, some of which who may have been directly involved in the negotiations wouldn't blast it out and say, hey, y'all, we have this brand new set of bylaws. It's going to empower us as a station, move us into the 21st or 22nd century now, whatever we're going into, blah, blah, blah. And yet we've heard almost nothing. And I just find that curious. If it's such a beneficial thing, you would want to promote it, I think. But so those are my thoughts on it.
Yeah, to that point, the other thing that has been concerning for me on the board is that all of these things have been done in closed session. Every step along the way has been sort of behind closed doors, which I think is, yeah, I mean, you have a vote to change the bylaws in a way that shouldn't happen at a board vote anyway. It should be a large scale membership vote according to the bylaws. But that vote to change the bylaws isn't even public. And I think that's a problem. The other thing, about the, management, I can see an argument that maybe, you know, the LSBs can get too much into micromanaging, with the management of the station and, you know, trying to put a little, some guardrails around that. But not when it's coupled with the fact that the appointment of management is entirely the purview of National. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, the executive director always appointed the general manager, but the appointment was from a pool of candidates sort of screened and recommended by the local, so these are the people that we think, you know, are appropriate. Pick one and hire one. But now it's top down. I mean, the way it's set up, there's no, I mean, they could hire somebody in San Francisco and have them fly to Washington and take over the station.
Wow.
And the local membership would have no say about that.
That's exactly what they did when the station was first founded. They mm-hmm. sent people out from the West Coast. They were trying to make this station like a West Coast station. Mm-hmm. And the founders here said, no, that's not going to happen. So.
Yep.
I got a phone call
okay.
last week. Actually, I've gotten several phone calls in the last week or two about this very subject. First, I found most disturbing that somehow ostensibly I had something to do with it or that I was an operative in the process, and I took personal offense to that. I've had no role whatsoever. Yeah, I went out to LA as the interim. I made it clear to the folks out there that they were still in charge. I had many meetings with the LSB. So I don't know what sort of false rumors and red herrings are being raised, but it does disturb me very much that something as momentous as a bylaw, a wholesale bylaw change, could be done without the vote of the membership and without local review or some transparency in the process. The idea that something this important could be done and imposed on us collectively, is absurd to me. I just don't understand how a process like that could have any legitimacy whatsoever. It matters not how we feel about the particular proposals or their particular impact or the mechanics. That doesn't matter. The idea is that overall, this was done in secret, and I object.
And the irony is that even the new bylaws say that this is not the way you can change the bylaws. So it's illegal on its own terms.
Right. And so, you know, just for the record, since my name has been bandied about in the midst of all this, I just want you to know how I feel about it.
Well, thank you for that. And I'll let you know that I have not heard your name taken in vain or any other way. So, and if I had, I would defend you. So what do we do now? I know there'll be more conversation about this at the LSB meeting next week.
Well, let me just say, well, I have an opportunity, if you don't mind, yeah, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
That,
I thought Addie's hand was up. I don't know. Is that like,
all right. Well, then Addie? I would yield to Addie.
Okay. Addie, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to restate what I'm hearing to make sure I'm actually hearing what I think I'm hearing, which is that they're saying they went into secret and then they came out and said, okay, so you no longer have any control, even influence, over your local station, but what you accept that you have to raise the money, bring it to us, and then and bring us the audience. So you bring the audience and you bring the money. And what do we need them for then? I mean, that's the thing. So this is somewhat outside the purview of this committee, mm-hmm. but I just want to drop a note in for any future discussions anybody has. And I say this as, you know, as a white lady, I find this really offensive on a race level, because the East Coast stations, it sounds almost to me like a euphemism of urban, or, you know what I mean? It's like, it's like,
yeah,
the tension and the progressive movement. There it is in front of us, you know, mm-hmm. And I do think that although we are loath to ever state these things plain because of the politesse of the let's all pretend we get along when we really don't, or that we're all saying the right things, I really think that at some point I would like to see that question called, and I would certainly be very proud to stand up and state that case among other people, because I just find it deeply offensive, and especially at this moment, look at what's going on. And mm-hmm. this station needs to survive, not Pacifica or no Pacifica. This station is it in terms of, look at the attacks on the press. This is the station. This is the only independent station, and it's got a big signal. This is a really important fight, and I wish I had more to contribute to it, but please, as people are engaging, please call on me if I can be useful.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. You know, one of the things I've been saying, since as I've become, you know, more knowledgeable about these things, is that it really seems like there's a fundamental fallacy, in the Pacifica business model of, you know, community radio stations as a national network. You know, it's like as if we are iHeartRadio. You know, we're connected, and I get that, but you can't run it that way. You know, I've told people that I don't know how it works in Berkeley, but, you know, no matter how many times we remind people that, you know, we're part of this network, nobody in Washington gives money to Pacifica. Nobody. They give money to WPFW. And that's it. You know, there's, you know, so yeah, so there is no national brand. So there is, you know, so we, in order to have this money as part of the network, it has to be a community station. It has to be based on the community. That's the whole point. Otherwise it's, you know, turn on Sirius. I'm sorry. They're wonderful people, and it's a wonderful network, and they have lovely studios, and I
yes,
love them.
Yes, yes, they do.
But they're so, not us.
Well, so to be fair, Pacifica, as you correctly point out, is not a unitary body. It really isn't. And any move in that direction, I think, is wrong. We are probably more like a confederacy.
Yeah.
And we pay taxes, if you will, to the national organization.
Mm-hmm.
And those taxes are supposed to go to an overall overarching support.
Yeah.
And, of course, we all endorse fiscal responsibility. But I think as a community station, you're right. This station, every station, has an obligation to its audience to serve. And it also has an obligation to be fiscally responsible and, frankly, pay its bills. Washington has done exactly that. New York and L.A., you could make a case that while they really don't care about what audience numbers they get or the relevance of their programming to their local folks, that's their problem to deal with. When it becomes our problem to deal with is when Washington and all the other stations that are afloat now have to work collectively to support those other stations. And that's been a problem, I'm sure you know, for many, many years. But that doesn't negate the need for localism and local radio. In point of fact, and I've seen a lot of articles in the trade press that say that the only stations that are surviving in a general downsizing or compression of broadcasting in general are those stations that are more locally focused, that have more local programming, that are sensitive to their audience wants and needs. And quite frankly, it's transactional. I know this sounds silly, but it's very transactional in that if they hear what they like and they are listening, and we see the audience numbers verify that, and then we see the financial reward or the financial support of that that comes from that. I mean, that ought to be our working model.
Yes.
And that's not a national model. Quite bluntly, it's a Confederate model. That's what we are. Okay.
It's funny that you use that word because I keep thinking that, the Confederate model, because I keep thinking that I feel like South Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, arguing for states' rights and threatening to secede.
Yeah. Well, we can't go too far with that corollary, but on this point, remember South Carolina had a lot of rich folks. Well, let's not talk about how they were rich, but anyway,
but they had a lot
of rich folks.
Right. Right. But feeling not well treated by
not well treated. Right. Yeah.
Anyway,
it only goes so far, I admit.
Yeah. Okay. Tom and Verna.
Tom, you're muted.
Thanks. Couple of quick points. One on I agree with the Confederacy model of this. I think there's a lot to be gained being in the network, but it's indisputable, especially right now, that all of the revenue in Pacifica is coming up through the stations, right? There's no national grants or funding, CPB, thank goodness. So to turn away from taking care of your base or, you know, the station listeners, it seems kind of foolish to me right now. Mm-hmm. But I think there's value in the network. Like if we were, if we could all just get along as stations and get best practices and learn and help each other, like I know happens in certain cases, especially on the engineering side. But, you know, there's more there to benefit from. But I think on this bylaw stuff, the bit I've read just from the internet and looking at the different lawsuits is the national office keeps losing. They lost when they shut down the New York Signal and closed the office, and New York fought against that. Mm-hmm. And then they lost this 21 bylaw thing, especially in this lawsuit that this settlement was based around. Like, Pacifica was winning that. And then we just, because the national board changed, decided we were going to basically fold.
Yeah, Pacifica was winning, and then the losing side took over Pacifica.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, just in, as a new person involved with this, I mean, it's, that's just troubling, but, you know, I think they'll make a big mistake, by demoting the local stations. There's certainly reforms that could be done, to be more effective. But, and then my last point is I'll just say, looking over the finances, I looked at the last 15 years and we've been subsidized $2 million, from the national, you know, office, from other stations over the last 15 years. Yeah. So, you know, that, you know, the goal is to be self-sufficient, but it's a challenge. And we're only going to get there if we all work together. And I don't think it's going to be a top-down, corporate driven thing is to make, they're going to lose the community. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Verna, and then we should probably wrap up.
Okay, yeah. So that trend that Tom just identified, it's going to continue. They're going to lose this fight too. But I just want to say, in terms of, we're not really functioning as a network, and that's really, truly unfortunate, particularly at this time in our political history. And the reason nobody in Washington gives to the network is because there's no national programming. When was the last time we used to have a national newscast every single day. We used to have national specials. We had a system set up where each one of the stations would contribute some, each one of the sister stations and one or two of the affiliates would contribute to a national program and raise money around it. Yes. And this is what we need to do now, particularly at this time. But for some reason, the PMD is brain dead. You know, all the stations are at this point where they think, everybody thinks their ice is colder, you know, and they can do a better job, as opposed to trying to figure out how to work together and put some really powerful programming out there at this critical time in our history. So, you know, I don't know. I just think we just need to focus on making sure these bylaws they're trying to ram through do not happen. And then we can start from there. Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay. I agree. Thank you all for your time and your patience. I will not be at the LSB meeting next week. I got some family business, which I'm happy to do instead of some of this foolishness. Oh, that's right. Adelia, there's something you wanted to say.
I have a couple hands up.
Okay. Miyuki and then Adele.
I'm sorry, I got on late. Did we discuss, or are we trying to consider at all the property WGA, that property that was submitted? Are we in the position to look? I mean, how much is it? I didn't know whether you all talked about.
We didn't even discuss that. But the one question I have is, that's a rental property, right?
I just saw the submission.
It's a rental property. It's very inexpensive. They're very interested in having a radio station come back into that building because they have a tower there. It's not central in terms of it's not downtown, but it's Silver Spring and there's a lot of
Silver Spring.
Yeah. There's a lot of good, transportation options, metros and cars as well.
Thanks, Robert. The reason that we didn't discuss it is that, at this point we had, we had decided to pivot toward purchasing, but we've spent the time discussing you know, the changes in Pacifica and trying to see where that leaves us. You know, and, you know, if in the next couple of months, if we decide that, okay, we're not going to purchase, then we'll go back and start looking at rental places. But right now, I don't think we're in a position to do, we're kind of stuck right now. I don't want to jump at another, you know, when we've already settled on, okay, well, let's spend the next couple of years looking at purchasing. Then and I thank you, you know, Robert, and Mo for finding this place. But, I don't want us to then go back into the cycle of looking for rentals unless we know that that's what we want to do.
I think it was Adele was next, and then okay. I have my hand up.
Okay, Adele.
I just have a personal note, which is that I need to step back until the fall, and I'm gonna miss any meetings that we have in between them, and I'll miss all of you guys because this is such a great committee. And please forgive my use of guys. I'm from Jersey, and you know that's a general gender neutral term in Jersey.
Guys.
But yeah, so I'm stepping back until September. If anybody wants to step up to help Dennis, you know, with any meetings that may happen between now and then, please step forward and I'll make sure Dennis has the, requisite email lists and all of that. So anyway.
Thanks for everything, Eddie.
Thanks. I'll be back if you'll have me.
Yes, we will. Be good to yourself always. Mo.
Okay, I did want to comment on the tangent that's sort of unspoken here, and that is the viability of this committee in view of all of these bylaw controversies. Mm-hmm. And I would say, all other considerations notwithstanding, this committee has demonstrated consistently its ability to maturely, soberly consider the alternatives. And quite frankly, this is a local matter of evaluating properties and making recommendations. And so I would hope going forward that the work of this committee, the relocation committee in Washington, would continue. The idea that someone at the national level could do as well, I think, is absurd on the face of it, and that this committee's work is absolutely vital to soberly evaluate the possibilities and recommend something authentically up forward for consideration to management.
Hear, hear. Thank you.
Thank you.
I agree. And with that, unless there are any other parting words, we can adjourn.
Night, everybody.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Anybody else? And,
Happy Mother's Day if there are any mothers out there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, okay, you mothers.
I'll see y'all. Thanks.
Okay.